In her manifesto, Carrie Lam proposed the idea of new resources for education, i.e., increasing recurrent expenditure on education by $5 billion a year. The money will be used to establish a pay scale for kindergarten teachers, improve the staffing establishment of primary and secondary school teachers, convert short-term contract teaching posts to permanent ones, enhance support for integrated education and special education, upgrade the hardware and software provided for schools, and grant financial aid to secondary school graduates to enable them to pursue degree courses in self-financing tertiary institutions. Improving education standard is not only a demand made by schools and teachers, but also a shared vision of society as a whole. That the next administration is willing to devote more resources to education should make it easier to achieve a consensus on the issue. But some people in the education sector are still worried that the new administration will make no decision after deliberation and take no action after making a decision, and are unsure when the new resources will become available. After her election as CE, Carrie Lam said that she would meet with stakeholders in the education sector and lawmakers from different political parties, hoping to achieve a consensus before taking office. This will make it easier for the next administration to report to the Legislative Council how the new resources will be allocated and used and seek the approval of the Legislative Financial Committee. If such measures can be implemented as soon as possible, it will of course benefit schools, teachers, and students. It will also show the new administration's ability to achieve a consensus and implement policies and prove that cross-party cooperation is not something that elusive. Whether the idea of new resources on education can be realized will be a first test for Carrie Lam's administration, as well as an important indicator of whether Hong Kong politics will be back on the rational and cooperative track. Thanks for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by Kimberly Tao, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly U.